So going back to the end of yesterday's daf, and really today's read bite is Be'inyan Isser Melacha B'chol HaMoed Part 2. So if yesterday was Part 1, just setting the stage a little bit, today is Part 2. So again, the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Moed Katan is the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Yontif. You're also not allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Stating that, as we've seen, the Isser to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed is very different than the Isser Melacha on Shabbos and the Isser Melacha on Yontif. Shabbos, you can't do any Melacha. Yontif, you can't do any Melacha with the exception of Oichel Nefesh. But any Melacha that you can't do, you can never do. Chol HaMoed, you can't do Melacha, but even the Melachas that you can't do, sometimes you could do. We've seen already, if it's a Davar Aved, we've seen that if it's a Tzarech Mayed, today's daf spoke about Tzarechei Rabbim, so there are times where you are allowed to do Malacha. So it's this interesting hybrid, where on the one hand there's an Issa Malacha, but at the same time there are exceptions to the rule, there are times that you're allowed to do Malacha. And we mentioned yesterday that really the Makar to the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is not in Masechtas Moed Katan, but rather it's in Masechtas Chagiga. It's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings three brises, and if you tally it up, five drashos, five mekayros to the fact that there's an Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Now at the end of the third brisa, which is at the end of the fifth drasha, the Gemara said that within one of the drashas is also a makar to this idea that even though you're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but at the same time, sometimes you are allowed to do Malacha. And the Gemara mentions the epic phrase, and that is, Holei Masran HaKasav Elo L'Chacham. When it comes to Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed, the Torah gave over the rights to the Chachamim. Loi Malacha Eza Yoyim Asir Ve'Eza Yoyim Mutter Eza Malacha Asura Ve'Eza Malacha Mutter. And that's the Halacha as we know it. So Chazal sat, and they strategized, and they figured out, and they convened, Nimnu V'Gomru, and they said, you can't do Malacha, Azayvi, it's Mavur in Chagiga Yud Chesam and Aleph, but we were told that we have the right to say Eza Malacha Asurav, Eza Malacha Muteres, Eza Yoy Masav, Eza Yoy Mutter, and they came up with the five exceptions to the rule, what's known as the first part of Masechtas Mayaka. Toysus, Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, said, L'chayra Mashma. It would seem from these Gemaras that the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is an Issa Dei Raisa. Why is a Mashma that way? Three Brises, five Droshes. The whole sprach of Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph screams, V'tomei Tomei Yikra, it shries out that we're dealing over here with Yisurei Deiraisa. And that's what Tosfos says. L'chayre mashma, we're dealing with Anissa Deiraisa. And Tosfos says, I have another Gemara that's mashma that way, Ma'ikot Yud Aleph Amud Beis, coming up shortly. Oh, but Tosfos said, V'kosh L'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a very hard time really coming to terms with this. He said, because the Imkain, if that's the case, Dover Ha'aved, V'kama Melachis Desharinon, Heichim Mishteru. All these malachas that you're allowed to do, how are they mutter? And then Tosfos says, "V'chi hecha matzino, where do you find iser dayraisa? An iser dayraisa, the miktsasai aser, umiktsasai mutter. There's no such thing. You don't find anywhere that something's aser medayraisa, but yet sometimes it's going to be mutter. Basa v'chalav is aser medayraisa. There's no day on the calendar. Oh, today I can eat basa v'chalav. Chazer. A yid's not allowed to eat chazer. There's no such thing that if it's a dover ave, but makam hefsin, and you're traveling, and you're starving, and you haven't eaten a piece of meat in 3 days, so you chaz v'chalav. You can't even say words like that out of your mouth. There's no such mitzias anywhere where you have something that's aser, but at the same time, sometimes maser nakas of the chacham, and that it's going to be mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam said, I just don't understand. I can't come to terms with it. So after a long tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, kach nira, I think that even though from the Gemara l'chayra mashma that the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deraisa, really all it is an Issa Derabbanan. And the truth is, Rabbeinu Tam is not the only one of the Rishonim that says this. But yesterday we mentioned that the Bir Halacha, right in the beginning of Hilchas Chol HaMoed, right in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, he brings a whole list of Rishonim that say exactly what Rabbeinu Tam said, and that is that even though l'chayra mashma from the Gemara that the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deraisa, really all it is an Issa Derabbanan. And then the Bir Halacha brought a list, a shorter list, a much shorter list, that really the Issa Malacha is an Issa Deiraisa, and the Bir Halacha comes out, L'maisa, that even though from the Shulchan Aruch I have rayas, that he seemed to paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and those Rishonim, the majority of the Rishonim, that hold the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa Derabbanan. However, he suspects that maybe the Beis Yosef wasn't aware of all the Rishonim. They just didn't have access to the Rishonim that we have access today. And maybe had he known all these Rishonim that hold its Deiraisa, he would have been machmer. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim paskins in Bir Halacha, ein lemahir lahakel. If it comes a shayla of Suffolk, for example, a place where you would be noita lahachmer if it was an issa de raisa. But you'd be noita lahakel if it's an issa de rabbanon. Paskins the Chafetz Chaim, ain lamar lahakel. Don't run to be mekel. Ki'im letzairich gadol. It's a tzairich gadol for sure. But ki'im letzairich gadol, this is not something that you should run to be mekel. So this is the backdrop to the discussion in the Rishonim, whether the issa melacha and chol hamoed is an issa de raisa, or whether the issa melacha and chol hamoed is an issa de rabbanon. But the topic of today's raid bite is going to be that loy mi baya, according to the Rishonim, that the issa melacha and chol hamoed is an issa de rabbanon. But even according to the Rishonim, that the issa melacha and chol hamoed is an issa de raisa, as we're going to see, the issa melacha and chol hamoed is chaluk be'ikr ha'yesoid from the issa melacha on Shabbos and the issa melacha on Yontif. So that even noniach the shitas harishayim, that the bir halacha says you have to be chayish for lehalacha, that the issa to do melacha on chol hamoed is an issa de raisa, so you would think that when the issa melacha is applicable, it's literally like Shabbos and Yontif. There's an issa de raisa to do melacha on Shabbos and Yontif, so there's an issa de raisa to do melacha on chol hamoed. But as we're going to see, that's not the case. And that even though it's true, it's usher to do melacha on chol hamoed midday raisa, just like it is Shabbos and Yontif, but in terms of the Havana, in terms of understanding why the Torah said you can't do melacha on Shabbos and Yontif, and why the Torah said you can't do melacha on chol hamoed, two dinim legamri, it's chaluk b'ikr ha'yesoid mitnafkaminis. And really, the raid that we're going to discuss is based primarily on Torah from Rabbi Tzalul Zolti in his Mishnah Siyavitz, and this is in Eruch Chaim Simen Mem Dalid, and it's based on Torah from Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Hagoyin Rabbi Asher David Meishlita, in his Sefer Shiras Nasin. This is his Sefer Amoyed Katan in Simen Beis. And really, it begins with the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Shvisas Yontif, so that's the Rambam's Hilchis Yontif, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he discusses the halacha of doing melacha chol hamoed. Says the Rambam, Chol hamoed, af al pi shelo nemar by Shabbosin, even though it doesn't say Shabbosin regarding chol hamoed, but Chol v'nikra mikra kodesh, I mean, it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to do melacha. If it would say Shabbosin, if it would say you have to rest, we wouldn't need three brises, five makoros, and the lechayra mashma of Tosfos. It would be obvious. It would be very straightforward. So says the Rambam, doesn't say anywhere mafurish you're not allowed to do melacha chol hamoed. Right? That's clear. It doesn't say mafurish. Drushes are deiraisa, which is why the Rishonim that hold this are deiraisa, but Mufurish it's not. But says the Rambam, but being that the Torah referred to it as Mikra Kodesh, number one. Number two, Varehu's man chagiga b'mikdash. Chol hamoed was also a time that the Yontif Karbonis were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It's for that reason, Aser b'malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. Kidei, says the Rambam, why? Sheloyir kishar yimei achol, she'im ben kedush dekla. Because it's clear that the Torah doesn't want it to be a regular weekday. Number one, Mikra Kodesh, the Torah referred to it as. Number two, it was the Zman Chagiga. So, even though it doesn't say in the Torah, you're not allowed to do Malacha, but says the Rambam, a regular weekday that it's not going to be, and it's for that reason, no Malacha, says the Rambam. Va'oysa boy Malacha Asura. If somebody does Malacha Chol Hamoed, Makin Oysoi, Makas Mardos. He gets Malkus, but not Malkus Arbom, the Malkus Deiraisa. Rather, what he gets is Makas Mardos. Mipnei she'isuroi midivrei soifer. Because the Isser, says the Rambam, is an Isser de Rabbanon. And then the Rambam says, v'loi komalach savoy da asuraboy, ki yontif. Not every malacha is asur, meaning it's not yontif. She'soifo inyin bedvarim she'nesruboy, kidei shelo yir, ki yom chay, l'chal davar. Because the only reason the Torah said you're not allowed to do malacha is the Torah didn't want it. Or the only reason we say you're not allowed to do chachal amayit is because we don't want it to be like a weekday. L'fichach yech malach is asurais, yech malach is mutaris. The malach is you're not allowed to do, and the malach is you're allowed to do. Ve'ilu hein. And then the Rambam presents Mesechtes Moikon. So this is the Rambam. So the Rambam says that Chol Hamoed doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do malacha, stating that Aser Basias Malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. And then the Rambam says, well, Oisabay Malacha Asur, if somebody does malacha, Makin Oisay Makas Mardus, he gets Makas Mardus, Nipneshe Isurai Midivrei Seifen. The Magid Mishnah, in his commentary right here, Alatar on the Rambam says that it's clear from the Lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam held, like Rabbeinu Tam, in Masechtes Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that even though it's Mavur that there's an Issa Malacha Chol Hamoed, and even though the Gemara brought three Brises and five Mekoyres, and L'chayra Mashma, L'shoyne Yazav Shal Tosfos, that it's an Issa Deiraisa. Or B'zokta Magid Mishnah, it's clear the Rambam didn't hold that way. It's clear the Rambam held like Rabbeinu Tam, who said that all these drushes that the Gemara brings are an Asmachta Ba'alma, and really the Issa is only an Issa. How do I know that? Because that's what the Rambam said. If someone does Malach on Yontif, he doesn't get Makas Mardus, he gets Malkus Arbam, he gets real Geheira Gamalkus. Makas Mardus, that's the rabbinic form of Makas. And the Rambam even adds words. Couldn't be more mefurish. And the Rambam says clearly that the Isser is only in Isser the Rabbanon. So says the Magen Mishnah, and it would seem to be very, very clear that the Rambam Shita is like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser is only in Isser the Rabbanon. And the truth is, if you look at the Bir Halacha, when he goes through his tally of Rishonim that hold that the Isser Malacha Chalamayt is in Isser the Raisa, and he goes through his tally of Rishonim that hold that the Isser Malacha Chalamayt is in Isser the Rabbanon, the Rambam puts the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, puts the Rambam on the side of the ledger of the Rishonim that hold that the Issa Malacha Chalamoid is an Issa de Rabbanan. Because it's Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam said it Pamayim Bahava. He said, number one, Makanoise Makas Mardus. And number two, the Rambam said, Mipnei. The reason is because She Isurei Midivrei Soy from the whole Issa is an Issa de Rabbanan. Stating that, if you look in the Achroinim ask, two kashas, two steers in the Rama. The first kasha is the Michas Chinuch's kasha. Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah shin chav gimel. And the Michas Chinuch asks a kasha and he blives sorachin from another Rama. The Rama is in Hilchas Chagigo, in his Yad Chazaka. It's Perik Aleph Halacha Yud. The Rama over there is discussing a sugi mesachtes beya. The halacha is that you're not allowed to bring nedarim u nedavois on yantif. Nedarim u nedavois ain't craven beyantif. It's a chiddush, because really, bringing a carbon, you would think is melechas eichel nefesh. So if it's melechas eichel nefesh, even though you're not allowed to do melech on yontif, you would think you should be able to do it. Kamash melon a whole sugya, that nedarim and nedavis are not craven beyontif. Stating that, says the Rambam, muter lehakriv b'choyloi shalmoy nedarim and nedavis. Even though you're not allowed to bring nedarim and nedavis on yontif, but on cholomoy you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavis. Shenemar, says the Rambam, because the pasuk says, eile tasu l'ashem b'moyadechem, levad mi nedreichem v'nidvoiseichem. The pasuk talks about all the carbonus you're supposed to bring on yontif. And then it says, this is in addition to your nedarim and nedavis. Meaning, when you go up to be oiler regel on yontif, you're going to have a chiv to bring karbonis on yontif. When you're there and you're bringing the yontif to get karbonis, you should also be mekayim your nedarim and nedavis. Says the Rama, michlau shekraven beregel. So you see clearly that you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavis on chalamoy. And the Rambam continues, but this is the Rama. The Rama says, you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedavis on chalamoy. How do I know that? It's a pasuk. Shenemar elu tasel Hashem b'mayadechem. Levad min edreichem min edvoisechem. Frekta mechas chinuch. What would be the hava mean that you shouldn't be able to bring the darman adavas on chalamoy? It's because there's an issa to do malach on chalamoy. If I can't bring the darman adavas on Shabbos, for sure, and even on yontif, where malach is echal nefesh is mutter, because for whatever reason, the darim and the davis are outside of the scope of what's known as a malach is echal nefesh, so it's for that same reason, you would have thought you can't do it on chalamoy. So why can't I do it on Cholamoid? V'alse shteta posik. Shenemar, says the Rambam, Eilu tasu l'Hashem b'mayadeichem, levad min edreichem v'nidvoiseichem. It's freik to mechas chinach. Bishlam, if the Rambam shita would be, that the issa to do malach on Cholamoid is an issa de reisa. So it's gevaldik why the Torah needed to tell me that you can bring the darim and the davas on Cholamoid. You would have thought you can't. Why? Because it's an issa de reisa. Kamash malam, levad min edreichem v'nidvoiseichem, that you can't. But the Rambam l'shitasoi, in Perik 9, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchas Yontif holds that the Isser to do Malach on Cholamoid is not an Isser de Raisa. But rather, the Isser to do Malach on Cholamoid is an Isser de Rabbanon. If it's an Isser de Rabbanon, that means Minat Torah there's no Isser Malacha. So if Minat Torah there's no Isser Malacha, I have a Pasuk to tell me that I could bring the Darman and Davis on Cholamoid? I need the Rabbanon to tell me I could do it. But not a Pasuk, because the Pasuk's talking on the biblical level, and on the biblical level, there's no Isser. So, Freitim Echaschinuch, Tzarechin, it's a Pella. I have a steer in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam Shita is that there's no Isser Malach on Chalamoid Medei Reisa. And on the other hand, the Rambam Shita is that I need a Pasuk to tell me that Nedarim and Nedavis are craving on Chalamoid. What would be the Havim in Nedarim and Nedavis shouldn't be craving on Chalamoid? Falsidah, an Isser Malach. If the Rambam Shita is, there's no Issa Malacha Midei Raisa on Cholamoid, then why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that you can be Makriv Nedarim and Nedavis on Cholamoid? That's the first Kasha. And Michas Chinuch's Kasha in Mitzvah Shin Chav Gimel. The second Kasha is the Keren Oira's Kasha. The Keren Oira is in Mesechtes Mayit Katan Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Keren Oira brings the Lashon of the Rambam. He asks a few diktukim in the Rambam. But then he says that the truth is the whole Rambam bothers me. Because he says if you look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam's Lashon is, quote, Bo HaKabbalah, Ki Choyloi Shalmoyed Aser Basiyas Malacha. So says the Keren Oira, and we're going to take his word for it. V'ze Yodua, Ki Loshen Kabbalah B'divrei HaRambam. Whenever the Rambam uses the word Kabbalah, It means that there's a Kabbalah from Moshe Mitzrayim. It's freak to Karen Oira. In the Rambam, in Yad Chazaka, said clearly, Makin Oisei Makas Mardos. Why? Because the Isser is Midivrei Seifrim. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos used the word Kabbalah, and we have a Kabbalah, that whenever the Rambam uses the word Kabbalah, he means it's a Kabbalah from Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a Din Dairaisa. It's break the Karen Oira, Chabas Tira in Rambam. So really, we have two Stiras in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Alach, Alta, the Isser of Alach, Cholomayit is only in Isser, the Rabban. Michas Chinas, Kasha, Mitzvah Shin Chav Gimel, is from the Rambam, Perek Alva, Alach, Yud, and Hilchas Chagigo. But the Rambam needed a Pasuk to tell me that Nidar and Nidavas are craving B'Cholomayit. What do I need a Pasuk for? If there's no Isser Malach, what would be the Havamin? I shouldn't be able to bring the Nidar and Nidavas. I could do any Malach, so why shouldn't I be able to bring a carbon? The Karen Oira is Kasha from the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam says that Baha Kabbalah ki chaylo shamayit aser ba'asiyas malacha, Kabbalah is mashma, that's the makar. Whenever the Rambam says Kabbalah, always means it's a deraisa, l'chura, how does it shtim with the Rambam in Perek Zayin Alach Aleph? So says the Karen Oira, quote, and we have to read this inside because it's that big. F'nirin advarim, ki ikr tam isa malacha min atayruhu. That really, the isa malacha, according to the Rambam, is an isa deraisa. Not like the Pashtus in the Rambam, not like the Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam, not like the Bir Halacha understood the Rambam, but really the Rambam Shita is that it's an Isser da Iraisa. And the reason it's awesome da Iraisa is Kidei Sheyiu Mizumonim Fikruim Likadesh Achag Filismayach B'Mikdash Hashem. The reason the Torah says Yina Lardu Malacha is so that a person won't be busy thinking about his work, but rather he'll be mezumin v'kruim. He'll be prepared and ready l'kadesh achag, to treat the yontif with the kedusha that it deserves. U'lesmoyach b'mikdash Hashem, and to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. Al kain says the Karen Oira, lo nefarit b'toicha eizem malacha asura ve'eizem mutaris. It's for that reason the Torah never said which is asur and which is mutar, but rather v'nimsar adov l'chachomim. The Torah gave over the rights to the chachomim. Yoidei remizas ha'Torah v'kavanasa. Who know the remizim, the Ramazim of the Torah. The Haim Yoru, they'll tell us, Ezem Malach Asura, the Ezem Muteretz. V'al Nakuda Hazois Tosuv Kol Yisurei Malachas Chalamoy. It's on this Nakuda that all the Yisurim of Chalamoy are going to pivot. And really, the whole Mesechtes Moed Chotin, you want to understand, Moed Chotin says the Karen Oira, this is the Vart. She'ein Bahem Isim Mitzad Atzman Shol Yomim. That the Isim Malach HaChalamayit is not because of the day. Ki einam kruyim yontif. Because Chalamayit is chayil. It's not yontif. Va'ikir ha'isir husa. Then why is it aser? K'dei lehifanois l'ktusha. It's like this, you'll be panui. You'll have the time to be able to meditate and engage in kedusha. L'kayim mitzvah zachagiga, to be mekayim the mitzvah of chagiga, v'asimcha, and the mitzvah of simcha. So says the Karen Oira, you want to know what the Rambam Shita is. The Rambam Shita is that the Issa Malach HaChalamoyit is an Issa Dairaisa. But the Issa Dairaisa is chaluk b'ikra yisoid from the Issa Malach on Shabbos, Issa Malach on Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, the reason you're not allowed to do Malacha is because the Kedushas Hayoim is such that it says that you're not allowed to do malacha. Doing malacha on Shabbos is like eating chaser. Today, boyer is the worst thing you can do. It's worse than chaser. Chaser is a chayvi lav, and this is a chayvi mises. So it's the most chomer thing. But on Chol HaMoed, you don't have that Kedushas Hayoim. And therefore, the Issa Malacha is not a toitzah of, wow, today is so heilig, how could you do malacha on such a... No. Whatever that means by Shabbos and Yontif does not apply to Chol HaMoed. So why then can't I do Malacha? The reason I can't do Malacha is more because there's certain mitzvahs hayoyim. There's certain mitzvahs and things that a Yid has to do on Chol HaMoed. And because there's certain mitzvahs that a Yid has to do on Chol HaMoed, if you're going to do Malacha, it's going to take away from those mitzvahs. And being that we're afraid that it's going to take away from those mitzvahs, so it's for that reason you're not allowed to do it. So says the Karen Oira, let's revisit the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Chol HaMoed, Afa Pishalei Nemer by Shabbos. Even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Shabbat, doesn't say in the Torah you're not allowed to do Malacha, doesn't say Lo Yisasa Kol Malacha, like it says by Shabbos and it says by Yontif. V'nikra Mikra Kodesh, but Hoyo V'nikra Mikra Kodesh, but because it's a day of Kedusha, it's called Mikra Kodesh. You have to be mezumin and kruyim for Kedusha. You have to be prepared, you have to daven, you have to learn, you have to be v'samachta v'chagecha, right? We're going to learn, Ein Me'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Why Ein Me'arvin Simcha V'Simcha? Because your personal simcha takes away from the simcha's yontif. There's a concept you have to be locked into the yontif. Not just that. V'harei uzman chagiga b'mikdash. This is a time you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring malach. You have to bring karbonis. It's for that reason. Aser b'asiyas malacha. That's why it's aser b'malacha. K'dosh lo yir k'shayim me'achol. It says the Rambam, and if someone does malacha, makin oitze makas mardas. What do you mean? If it's an issa de raisa, so why are you getting makas mardas? You should get malkas the rabbanim. But the Karen Oyer is saying is that if the iser is an iser malacha be'etzem, so the reason I can't do malacha is because it says lo yisasa kol malacha. So doing malacha is eating chazer. So memeli, you're going to get malchus because you just violated something that the Torah said you're not allowed to do. The iser over here is not the malacha. The iser over here is that when you do malacha, it's taking me away from things that I'm supposed to do. The fact that it's taking me away from things I'm supposed to do means that the iser malacha is nitkan iser be'etzem, and that's why there's no malchus. And then the Rambam says, "Vnei sheyisurim midivrei soifrim." So you go, "What do you mean, divrei soifrim? That's for sure the rabbanon." It's not. It's not because the yodei davar. People are familiar with the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam many times says the words Divrei Soifrim, and the Rambam doesn't mean Divrei Soifrim. The Rambam means Deiraisa. The most obvious one that comes to mind is the Rambam says that if a man marries an Isha, or Isha Niknes, Bekesef, the Rambam says that being that it's learned out from Xerah Shava, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephraim, they're only married Midivrei Soifrim. Everybody knows if a man marries a woman with Kesef, that's a Lekatchila, Digger Kedushin, and Avada that married Midiraisa. But this is based on what the Rambam explains in Hishroshim and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that sometimes Divrei Soifrim, the Rambam has his own Sprach that he used the very siphon. Says the Karen Oyer, it's partial to me, that's what the Rambam meant. But here's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is the punchline. And that is that there's an Isma Lach and Chalamoid Midei Raisa. According to the Karen Oyer and the Shitas HaRambam, and certainly according to other Shitas as well. But the Isma Lach and Chalamoid is fundamentally different than the Isma Lach and Shabbos V'yantiv. The Isma Lach and Shabbos V'yantiv is an Isser Be'etzem. There's a be'etzim digger iser. The iser malacha on chol amoid is not an iser be'etzim. It's not that the Torah doesn't want you doing malacha today. It's not like malacha on this day is just like the worst thing you can do. Okay, you could do malacha. If there's a tzairich for it, do it. The reason you're not allowed to do malacha, says the Karen Oira, is because if you're going to do malacha, it's going to take away from your simcha. It's going to take away from your focus. And it's for that reason you're not allowed to do malacha. It says the Karen Oira, if you understand this, you'll understand why sometimes you're allowed to do malacha and sometimes you're not allowed to do malacha. What does the Karen Oira mean? It's so pashit. When are you allowed to do malacha? What's an example? Dover Ovid. Right? If something's a Dover Ovid, there's a hefzid, you're allowed to do malacha. What's pshat? If you're not allowed to do malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. Now because it's a Dover Ovid, suddenly it's going to be different. The Teretz is pashit. The Teretz is the malacha itself is not the issue. The issue is that when you do malacha, you're suddenly distracted from your Simchas Yontif. If you don't do malacha when it's a davar ha'aveid, not doing malacha is going to distract you much more from your Simchas Yontif than yet doing your malacha. If the issue is an issa be'etzem, so how could you do malacha if it's a davar ha'aveid? But if the whole issa is because it's going to take you away from what you're... Tzarchei Rabim is the taich. The Rabim needs it. It's tzarech moed. It's l'tzarech ha'moed. It's going to enhance the yontif. It's going to facilitate the yontif. And again, masra kos of the chachamim and their infinite wisdom were able to determine when you apply this rule and when you don't apply this rule. We can't use our das balabais. We rely on the chachamim kadmoinim to be able to figure this out. Beruach kacham. But the yisoy the nekuda ashetosav aleha. Kol isurei melechus chol amoid or kol mesechtes moid katan says the Karen Oira is this idea she'em b'em iser mitzad atzman shol yomim ki enam kruin yontif but the ikra iser who kedei lehifonois lekdusha lekayim mitzvah sachagiga v'asimcha. The truth is that this chiddush of the Karen Oira is mefurish in the Ritva. The Ritva is mesechtes moid katan. Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Ritva Shita is that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is also an Issa Dei Raisa. And he says the following, quote, Kintam Issa Malacha B'Moed Hu Mishum Tircha V'Shaloi L'Ma'it B'Simchas HaRegel U'Lefiyo Hitiru Chachamim Kol Shehu Tzayruch HaMoed V'Chol Shehu Dover HaOved Kidei Shaloi Yehei Doyeg Al Avedosoi V'Nimna Misimchas Yontif V'Chein Hitiru Schar Pula She'ina Mayoicha. It's all based on the same idea that the Isser is not an Isser Be'etzem, but rather the Isser is really just here to make sure that you're not going to lose focus and you're not going to not do what you're supposed to do on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shadovin, in his piece in Shiras Nosson, says that the fi this Yisoy, the Havon of the Karen Oira and the Havon of the Ritva, It's Pashit, it's Miyoshev Rabbeinu Tam's Kash. Rabbeinu Tam asks, he says that, I don't understand, from the sugi chagiga daf yitcha samar aleph, that the iser, melach and cholamoid is nisa day raisa. And freaked Rabbeinu Tam, v'chi hecha matzino, where do you find, dover, she miktasei asura, u miktasei muteres? Right, where do you find such a thing? You have an iser day raisa, sometimes muter, sometimes aser. So zakhtar basha david shlita, bishloim if the iser would be an iser melacha be'etzim, that means doing melacha is a shtik chazer. See, right, there's no such thing that chaz is mutter. So if it's aser, where it's not a dover of it, it's going to be aser when it's a dover of it as well. There's no such carve out. But at lefia now, the iser is not the malacha. The malacha is be'etzim a dover of mutter. It's not yontif. It's really a cheftz of heter. It's just that Chazal said that wherever there's a concern that doing malacha, or really doing anything, is going to get away of shtering your yontif. So then you don't. Then you're not allowed to do it. If it's not going to shter your yontif, or fakert, not doing the malach is going to shter your yontif more, then to the contrary, then you are allowed to do it. But the point is, it's not a dover that's usr sometimes and mutter other times. It's really always a dover and mutter. Now, of course, it's manifest as isser. But b'yisoid, b'shrosha, it's not a cheftz of isser. And therefore, it makes sense to say, there's a very clear gagdara. The gagdara is that Chazal are just trying to protect mitzvahs. They felt malach is something that you need to do to protect mitzvahs. So therefore, they said, and if we're concerned that it's going to get in the way, it'll be aser. If not, mutter. One of the Mar Mekoymis, the Rebbe Tzal Zolti, in his Shtukl Mishnas Yayvich tells so halach and hilchis kedushin. Since Simon Samich Dalit and Evan Ezer, Hanoisei Besula, if somebody marries a Besula, Tzorich Lesmayach Ima Zayin Yamim. There's a chiyuv of Shevet Brachis, 7 days of Simcha. So what does it mean, 7 days of Simcha? Shela Yasim Malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. V'lo yisa v'yitim b'shok. You can't handle. Elo oichel v'shoyser v'sameach imo b'enem hu bacher b'enem hu alman. And then the Ramah says v'chasen aser basias malacha v'aser lasi sechidi b'shok. So you see a chasen and during Shevet Brachos you're not allowed to do malacha. What, there's an issa malacha? What, there's an issa now to be zayreya during Shevet Brachos? Of course not. There's a mitzvah simcha. And to the extent that you're going to be involved in doing malacha, it's going to take away from your simcha. And being that it's going to take away from your simcha, so it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. You know, one of the Rishonim, and it's really three Rishonim, that hold that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa Dei Raisa, is the Rav Bar Tanura, the Rashbam, and Rashi. And they all said it in the identical context. They were all coming to explain the same exact halacha. This Mishnah in Pirkei Yavis, Paragimel Mishnah Yalef. The Mishnah says, "Hamavazeh hamayados ein loy chelik loy mhaba." If someone's mavazeh the mayados, if someone treats yontif the derech bezoyin, ein loy chelik loy mhaba. So, what does it mean? You're mavazeh hamayados. I mean, this is very, very strong language. So, ein loy chelik loy mhaba. So, what does it mean? You're mavazeh hamayados. So, Rabbeinu Avadia mi bar tenura. In his Pirish on Ovis says, Mevazis HaMayadis means he does Melacha on Chol HaMoed. This Mishnah is quoted in the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Ches. Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, we have the Rashbam. And the Rashbam in Arvei Psachim on that same Gemara, Mevazis HaMayadis, Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. What does it mean? It means he does Melacha on Chol HaMoed. It's also a Gemara in Makas Tav Chav Gimel. And there Rashi says, Mevazis HaMayadis, Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. So it's the Rav Bar Tanura, it's the Rashbam, and it's Rashi. That Hamavazes hamayados is ein loy chelik loy lam haba. And what does it mean? He's oisem malacha chalamoy. And posh, when you think about it, what does that mean? Someone's oisem malacha chalamoy. It's so chomer. But with this raid, we can understand a little bit better. And that is, it's not the malacha per se. You don't even find oisem malacha on Shabbos v'yontif. It's ein loy chelik loy lam haba. The nekuda is that if someone is going to treat Cholamoid as a Yom Chol, you're going to do things that are going to take you away from the focus of what Cholamoid is supposed to be. It's supposed to be his man of Simcha. It's supposed to be his man of Mikroi Kodesh. It's supposed to be his man of Tefillah, his man of Torah, his man of Yontif, his man of Chagigah, his man Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. If somebody does something to take him away from that, the halacha is he's begeder hamavaza esamayadis. So it's not the malacha per se, because that's never what it is. The ism malacha and cholamayit is this kind of isim be'etzim. It's more what the ism malacha takes you away from. Just to end, there's a Yerushalmi in the second parak of Masechtas Ma'akan. It's a very, very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Amar Rab Abba Bar Mamal, or Rabba Bar Mamal, right? The Aleph is silent in Yerushalmi. So Amar Rabba Bar Mamal, he said that if I had the power, there are two things that I would try to make away with. One is Negeya, Halach and Kachim related to a Bechar. That's not for our sugya. We need the second one. Vihitarti. Rabba Bar Mamal said that if I had the ability, I would be Matashiu Oysa Malach B'chal Shamayim. I would figure out a way to allow people to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. And he explained. He said, "Klum asru lasis malacha b'chayil shamayit el kadeshi." Why did Chazal say you can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed? So that you should be able to eat, and drink. V'yigayim b'tayrus, be able to harv and learning. Abav inun, you know what happens today? Because people are not working, they're oichlin, they're shoysin, upchazim, and they end up doing averus that they never had a havamina to do during the rest of the year because pashut, they're too busy working. So the Yerushalmi brings, Amirab Abu Bramamal, he said, if I had the ability, I would say go to work, achalamayit. He says, you know why? Because the whole purpose of not working achalamayit is to feel close to the Eibishter. But you know what happened? The whole thing backfired on us. And it turns out because people are not working a chalamai, they end up doing things that was like all al-daitam. It's not something they would have ever have thought to do. The truth is, this Yerushalmi sounds very much like the Isser, Malach HaChalamai, is an Isser Rabbana. And the truth is, Taisvis in Chagiga Yud Chesam Alf, that long Taisvis, this is one of his Makairis. But the truth is, Lafi Hanal, the Yisai, the principle that the Yerushalmi is saying is not only if you hold that the Isser Malach HaChalamai is an Isser Rabbana, but it's true really even if the Isser Malach HaChalamai is an Isser Deiraisa. Because even if it's an Isser Deiraisa, the yisoid of the Issa Malach is not an Issa Malach be'etzem mitzad kedushas ayoyim, but it's kedei shiyu oichlin v'shoysin v'yigayim b'tayra. But what happened is it ended up backfiring. So what came to mind, and again we'll just end with this, is a classic Meshech Achma. The pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, the pasuk says that al techalal es bitcholaz noisa, you should be very careful with znus v'leisizna ha'aretz umala ha'aretz zima. The next pasuk, Eshapsoisai Tishmoiru, Umikdashi Tiro, Ani Hashem. So we have two psukim that are juxtaposed. They're right next to each other. Perik Yutes Pasuk, Chavtes Pasuk Lamed. Chavtes talks about Gilei Arayis. Lamed, Eshapsoisai Tishmoiru, keep Shabbos. Umishmas, Umikdashi Tiro, watch the Mikdash, Ani Hashem. So Meir Simcha in Meshech Achma in Parashas Kedoshim says, what's the connection between these two ideas? What's the shaykhis between Gilei Arayis on the one hand and Shabbos and the Mikdash on the other hand? So he says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rab Abin. Sakva de Shasa Rigla. The worst time of year when it comes to Nesioinois of Gilei Arayis is Yontif. That's what the Gemara says. Sakva de Shasa Rigla. And Rashi and Taisva say the reason is because men and women, they would congregate in Shul, and that's why we fast Bahab, Taisva says, after Yontif. Sakva de Shasa Rigla. The time that a person is most vulnerable when it comes to Gilei Arayis is this time. Bramei Simcha says, V'yesh Loimar, a little bit of a different knetch. And he said, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Yofa Toirim Derech Eretz. So it says Rameya Simcha, Yontif, people are not working. And because people are not working, you could have Torah, but you don't have Torah with Derech Eretz. And Yofa Torah im Derech Eretz, Shiyagiyas Shneyem Mishkachas Avoin. But on Yontif, where you don't have Derech Eretz, and says Rameya Simcha, Lefisa, it's not just Yontif, it's also Shabbos, where you don't have Derech Eretz. So now you don't have the Yofa Torah im Derech Eretz, so therefore you don't have the Yagiyas Shneyem Mishkachas Avoin, so you know what you end up with? Sak for the Shasa Rigla. So says Rameya Simcha, Lefisa, Yeshloim, Haflav Afel, Altachalal Espitchalaz Noisa, Vole Sizna Aretu Mol Aret Zima. The Torah says, Nus, next Pasik, Eshapsoisai Tishmoiru, that when it comes to Zuz, you have to be extra careful on Shapsoisai, on Shabbos and Yontif. You know why? Because Sak for the Shasa Rigla, and you don't have Derech Eretz. So you don't have Yofa Torah Derech Eretz Shigiyah Shnei Mishkachas Avoy. And the pasuk continues, Umikdashai Tiro. And you also have to be extra careful in the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Sakra Mei Simcha, because in the Beis HaMikdash it was Kayhanim Bavaydasam, and it was Leviim Beshirim Uvezimram, even the Yisraelim, they were Bimamadon, but there was no Derech Eretz in the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash also you don't have the Yofa Torah Derech Eretz. And just like Sakva the Shasa Rigla in Zman, the Zman of Shabbos and Yontif when there's no Derech Eretz, where people can't work, so too this Sakva the Shasa Rigla in Makkim, in which, what's the Makkim Mikdash? He says, that's the smichos. Umol aret zima, you have to be extra careful. Eshapsoisai tishmoiru, because you don't have the yofa toyim derech eretz on Shabbos and Yontif. And umikdashai tiro, you have to be extra careful in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that's why the Bnei Eli, the Pasuk says, Yishkavunas Hanoshim O'Ela, how did the Bnei Eli come to Gilei Arayis? It's because in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to be more careful. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was sank for the Shasa Riglo. Because you didn't have the yofa toyim derech eretz. Ayim Sham, he says, Dvarim nifloim kedarkei bakoydish adlamo. But here's the point. The point is that the whole idea of the Issa Malach on Cholamayit, whether you hold the Issa Malach as the Rabbanon, or whether you hold the Issa Malach as the Raisa, the Issa Malach on Cholamayit is not mitzad the Kedusha Sayyim. The whole yesod of the Issa Malach is that a person shouldn't be a mevazes amayadis. Because if you're going to do Malach, it's going to take away from what a person's really supposed to do. What's a person really supposed to do on Cholamayit? On Yontif, it's a time where a person is supposed to feel closer to Hashem. He's supposed to up his game a little bit. That's the idea. But at the same time, Rab Abba Bar Mamel, or Rabba Bar Mamel, here in Yerushalmi Masechtas Maikon acknowledge something. It's something that the Gemara already mentions, the way Rameh Simcha explains in Kedushin Bavli, Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, and that is, this is a double-edged sword, because Sakva Deshasa Rigla, and the reason Sakva Deshasa Rigla is because Yofa Torim Derech Eretz Yigiyah Shnei Mishkach HaSavayin, and if you have a day off, or a week off, or 2 weeks off, so now already a person is actually more vulnerable than he otherwise would be. And Rabbi Avraham Amo felt so strongly about this, that he felt that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed actually backfired by Meshach HaDairis. And he said that if I had the ability, I would have gone ahead and I would have been Mevatalit. But that's the point. The point is that the Yisoid of the Isser Melacha is really here to protect the Yontif. But at the same time, a person has to be more careful on Yontif precisely because of the Isser Melacha. Precisely when it's Umal Aradzimah. Because that's when you actually have to be more careful. And that's the Avoida. The Avoida of Yontif and the Avoida of Mevaza Samayadis is really to be able to walk that balance. To use the Issa Malacha so that it's going to be Eile Mikroi Kodesh, Eile Heim Mayadai. It's going to be the Mayadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to use the Issa Malacha against him, to where it comes to the point where Chalila, it's Chatshechem Umayadechem Son Anafshi. And that's really the balance of Chol HaMoed, the balance of Yontif and Chol HaMoed, and it ties into Mevazah Samayadis, and it ties into all these different ideas. But the Yisoid of the Issur Melacha was to make sure a person will be able to be focused more on his Ruchnias, more in his Avodas Hashem, and it comes acknowledged by the Amiram already, Rabbi Avraham Amo, with a very, very potentially expensive invoice, and that is, it can actually backfire. It can actually cause a person to be just the opposite. Sakva d'shasa rigla, that's the balance of Chol HaMoed.